This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your host Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage, a focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show on this good Saturday morning. We are in studio today. Been out a little bit, but we are here. Holidays, sports, trips, vacations, that kind of thing. So we're glad that we're here. We have some good information today. Dean is here, finally. Trying to get us two together sometimes is tough, but today we've got a full hour, and we're just going to talk from what we've been doing the past couple of weeks to a month, our year-end numbers for mortgage, and our year-end numbers for the little theater I own, and how your numbers panned out. So it's going to be a cool show. Dean, how you doing?
Out of breath. Little traffic out there with the rain.
Usually it's me sliding in on two wheels.
Yeah, I know.
I was parked and ready.
15 minutes can usually get me from where I live to here, and today it was a little bit much. So,
well, I'm going to start off the show with one.
Lots of rain.
Something cool. And what do you do when it rains a lot? Go see a movie, right? That's a good thing. And guess what today is?
Movie day.
Well, that too, but it's National Popcorn Day, so you get a free popcorn with a free small popcorn each ticket purchase at my theater today. How about that?
I didn't know there was a National Popcorn Day.
There is. It's today. So we decided last night that we would give, for each ticket price or each purchase, you get a free 46-ounce bag of popcorn. So if you have a family of four, you just got everybody popcorn.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's the best popcorn.
And coconut oil.
That's it. I don't even have to cue you anymore.
I know.
You
already know. I pay attention.
I know. That's good. So I'm excited
about
that.
It's the small things.
Yeah. I'm excited about that. I think we got some good movies out there today. Go to MurfreesboroMovies.com and you'll get all the showtimes. That's the best way to get the showtimes, because we are independent. You can't trust like Google and them, because they're not independent. They're nationwide. So
they're watching your every move.
Right. Do MurfreesboroMovies.com. And sign up for the newsletter. It's great. And anyway, other than that, things doing pretty good. The year ended pretty good. Concerned a little bit about, you know, I know the rates are going to be kept down. You know, they're going to stay low. They've been low here for a while now, so it's still a good time to buy. I don't know what's going to happen in the government shutdown, how long. Maybe today it'll be resolved. I know the president has an announcement today about the wall, so we'll see. A lot going on. But anyway.
Well, I tell you what's going on is a lot is water and rain. I mean, this is this usually happens in like March. You know, I've got areas of my property that typically, you know, they're not in a floodplain, but they
are today.
They do flood when we have excessive rains, and what it's due to is, you know, all the rainwater has to go somewhere, right? It's going to sinkholes. It's going down our streets and gutters and into the storm drains and small creeks, feeding into, you know, the whole way that water runs off. But when we have this much and it's slow to have the ability to run off, it causes all kinds of problems. You know, it sets back construction tremendously. You know, when you're developing and trying to get new lots ready, or sets back closings.
It does. And people, you know, don't understand the weather.
You can't finish a yard, or you can't, you know, building's a process, yeah. You know, and you got to have a process of good contractors that follow behind other contractors. It's a team effort.
And you got to grade it. You know, people don't understand. There's a grading, and the lender requires it to be graded and then seed and strawed or whatever.
And it's the number one cause for long-term not having a really good basis for a yard to work with, because when you're doing this, it creates all kinds of soil compaction. We all know we have a lot of clay and rock, and that's one thing is, you know, there are builders that do a really good job of, you know, paying attention to these things, and it makes a huge difference. But it's one of the biggest things we're faced with, you know, as going and consulting with people and looking at their yards and seeing, you know, why you can't get grass to grow in certain areas, or certain grasses will grow in one area but not in the others.
Yeah, I had that problem in my yard. I need to ask you about that when we get closer to springtime.
Yeah, well, you know, you're probably talking about areas where Bermuda starts growing in, and then you get two types of grass, which is fescue and Bermuda most of the time. And Bermuda always wins because it's a...
Is that like a Kentucky fescue? Am I right saying that?
Well, there's a lot of fescues out there, but Kentucky is one of the states that breeds a lot of grass seeds. And there's so many grass seeds that are out there. But, you know, there's what we usually do when you do fescue here is a blended fescue, or use five different types. So therefore, you're not, you know, have one variety. If it doesn't do that great, you know, you're not so dependent on that itself. But so, you know, construction with rain and people having to hurry up and do things, it can cause problems. But you know, good thing is we seems like the economy's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I know there was a slowdown. Everybody starts talking about that in the fall and then going into the winter, and it's almost like everybody starts getting nervous, thinking, oh man, you know. But this last week, the work that we do, and it has slowed down a lot in the periods I just referred to, is like Williamson County and in Nashville, and one of the builders that we do work with there, they all of a sudden had like 6-7 houses that have been sitting for a couple months, all of a sudden, you know, sell and get contracts on them, saying that, you know, it just seems like it's back. Now that's one particular builder. I wonder if that's, you know, true throughout, because when people are looking for homes, you know, the key to it is timing, right?
It is.
Having one sitting there ready to be moved into and get into the kind of area you want. So,
yeah, you know, a lot of the people getting nervous is, you know, some people are more vested in new construction, and some are more vested in just, you know, their clients and how they constantly stay in front of them. And you know, I have a mix of all that. I try to do past client referrals. You know, I do, that's a lot of my business. But, you know, new construction, you know, and there's more inventory coming up on the market. And it did slow down. But there's been the Wells Fargo laid off 1,000 people.
Well, I think Goodall Homes was purchased by Berkshire Hathaway at some point. And they laid off like 20 people here recently in this area. So, you know, that's either they're trying to, you know, make more profit and streamline what they have, or there's the demand. They see something on some writing on the wall to do that.
Well, and then there's other companies that are making some cuts as well. And these are large companies. These are people who are like, it's kind of like comparing it to a retail store who brings in, or sometimes like the theaters that bring in extra help during the holidays because it's busy, and you just lay them off. Sometimes the market dictates that a lot. You know, especially when you're Wells Fargo and you're that size.
Yeah, so. And then, you know, another thing that's in the headlines, which I wanted to kind of pick your brain on, is mounting student loan debt, saying that it's affecting, you know, a lot of these, it's really affecting their options for buying housing. It's, I think, what, $1.5 trillion or something? It's crazy what's...
I have to turn down people because of their student loans.
That's the headline, that's not fair, is what I'm talking about.
Right, but that's a problem, and I hate it for the young generation who's worked hard to get through college and paid it their own way. You know, even though they did borrow it, they didn't, you know, they're responsible for it, so they're at the end going to pay for it, but it keeps them from buying a home. And, you know, what's the point of going to college and working hard if you can't graduate, get a good job, and then buy a home? That's part of the step process for the young, you know, person that wants to build you know, their financial future, their family, what have you, and you can't do that.
Well, you know, and that's another thing is
when you have $1,000 a month in student debt, and the problem is they're taking out debt and they'll have a loan that's like $80,000, and their job only pays $32,000, and it's like,
Yeah, and that's the thing is what after you graduate, I think it's what 6 months you have to start paying. Is that right? Something like that?
It depends. And once you graduate, usually it's deferred for a little while. They work with you now more than ever before. They have income-based programs. So, you know, they've got different programs to pay them back. The problem is that we have to use an amortized payment. It can't be an income-based payment. Let's say you're still waiting tables and you make $20,000 a year and you just graduated, and they give you a payment of $45 a month. Well, if you owe, you know, $30,000, that's not an amortized payment. So we'll have to get the amortized payment, or we count 1% of the loan balance, which is $300 or $400, whatever it is. And that'll take people out of qualifying a lot of times. So I run into that a lot.
Yeah, and then I think the other segment to that news thing I saw was how people in rural areas, you know, are having to move to the bigger cities to find jobs with a higher wage. But at the same time, when they do that, you know, you're creating higher overhead for housing and commute and other things, but just how a lot of the rural towns are suffering from that.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I try to encourage people, you know, to look at consolidating their student loan debt, because a lot of times they have like four or five loans, and if you consolidate it and get one payment and amortize it, then it can lower it and it can become a better
and that's like refining, like situation. Consolidating.
Mm-hmm. You can consolidate your student loans, get a better rate. That way you can get the lowest payment that we can use so we can qualify you for the most house you can afford. Afford being the big key word there. I don't want people thinking that, you know, if I approve you for $400,000, I expect you to buy $400,000. A lot of the people that I approve that are, you know, $350,000, $400,000, whatever, and up, they don't buy that high. They you know, you write the check, you're responsible. I don't care if you buy a $50,000 home. You know, it's what you want to buy. But a lot of people say, well, what could I buy? You know, what's my max? And I'll say, and they'll be like, wow. But then when you tell them the payment, they're like, no. So, you know, it's nothing's cheap. You know, you buy a $400,000 house, you're looking at a $2,300-$2,400 payment a month. And that's I have to really tell people, you know, if you say you make $5,000 a month, right? You really don't make $5,000 a month. You take home probably $3,700. Does that make sense? So when you talk about payments, look at them as what the gross would be to pay for that payment. If your payment's $2,400 a month, you probably had to make $3,700 to get it. So that payment costs you what? $2,700 to $3,000, because you got to pay taxes before you can pay your payment. So anyway, I don't look at grosses, I look at net. But I can approve you off your gross income. That's the tricky part of it.
Well, how about this? When other things I saw, you know, options for people that, you know, have these things. Getting a, you know, a lot of people are doing Uber now for extra money, or taking a second job of some sort. How long do you have to work at that second job, or doing that?
You have to have a 2-year history of a second job. So,
really?
Right. So a lot of people say, well, I'll just go to second job and I'll come back in a month. And you can't do that. Because then once you buy the house, you're going to quit that second job.
They got that figured out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you ain't going to get it by. All right. Quick first quarter. Going into the second quarter, when we get back, I got some numbers for the year. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
The excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home, because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life.
Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, I'm Joey Allison, VP and commercial lender at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Boulevard branch. If you need help with financing residential and commercial construction, come see me and find out what Premier Community Banking is all about in Murfreesboro. Please visit us at 1708 Gateway Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm standing in the middle of our new restaurant on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane. It's Toots West, and we cannot wait for our customers to see what we're building over here. Our goal is to open Toots West this spring. You're going to enjoy the same great Toots menu and Toots service, but a little bit different atmosphere than you've ever seen before.
If you're in the Blackman area, come by and check out our construction site. We're getting close to being ready for you.
Corner of Rucker Lane and Franklin Road.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hook & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hook at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hook & Associates.
All right, thanks for joining us here on the Rutherford Home Show. I'm Dean Higby with South Branch Nursery with Dave Gober, F&B Mortgage. It's the first show that I've been on since the new year with some basketball and other things going on. I think, you know, this year's going to be a good year. I think Dave's going to go over some numbers for ending in 2018. We're just looking at different real estate realtors and what their report was. They do a report that shows their production dollars and sales and things like that. So, interesting to see all that. Good to see, you know, Ann, who's a host, a sponsor of the show. She's still in the top few in Rutherford County. It's always hard to be number one, and then if you know, stay that way for a long time. But if you can stay in that top five, you're doing fabulous.
Oh, yeah, it shifts up and down every year. It's just like being a loan officer. But staying up in the top, which he does consistently.
Or a professional athlete.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like baseball. What's your batting average? You're not going to bat the same every year.
If you can make the playoffs every year.
That's right. Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about these year-end numbers. This is brought to you by the Red Realty. Here in town, they do this. I think they have it in the D&J. But closings were down 2%. Prices were up 5% compared to 17 and 18. So not a big difference. You know, 2% down in closings over the year of 17 to 18, and prices went up 5%. Let's see, down 9% from the December 17 to comparing December, the month of December, and then the month of December of 18. It's down 9%. Year-to-date closings were down 2%. Not a big deal. Inventories are up 17% higher than they were in December of 2017. So that's encouraging for those out there looking at, you know, these multiple offer situations. So I was telling you, you get 15, 16, 17 offers, they've slowed down. They've pretty much gone away now.
Which is, I think, better. A little bit better for the health of the market. Because a lot of times those are investors from out of state. That I see that a lot. Mm-hmm. And
well, the good news is that that slowed down, and now the sellers are starting to pay closing costs again in order to get their property sold. And that helps out people, especially.
And in new construction, they add little perks of, you know, appliances. You know, just back when things were slow, they really would try to do closing costs, assisted down payment money. I mean,
here's funny.
There's all kinds of perks.
In 16, average sales price was $239,000 in Rutherford County. Today it's $276,000. That's 2 years.
Yep. Well, and with new construction right now, here's the thing. All these materials, like nails, anything with metal, everything, all this is going up. I mean, in my business, I'd say of all the products that we deal with, 90% of them have had somewhat of an increase. And that's going on everywhere. So, see, that is going to add to the bottom line of it's going to cost more to build houses. I mean, prices are going to go up. And they're always going to go up, you hope. We don't ever want to go down like we have before. But
they may. I mean, it's still.
It's just good to have a healthy, stable market.
Right. 16 in Williamson County, average sales price $498,000, now it's $608,000. Wilson County, $295,000, now $346,000. I mean, so for 2018 versus 2017, Rutherford County closings down 12%, average close price up 1%. The average sales price now is $276,000. Williamson County was down 9% in closings. Average close price was 1% up, which not a big deal. Average sales price now $608,000. Davidson County's down 5% closings. Average close price is up 8%, and their average sales price is $394,000. Wilson closings are down 16%, and average close price though is up 8%, and their average is $346,000. So we're still the cheapest by $75,000.
Yeah,
out of the four counties. That's why people like us. So closings for change from 2018 to December. So from November to December of this year, or of last year, 2018 November, 2018 December, closings were down 13% Rutherford, 14% Williamson, 2% Davidson, and 17% Wilson. But, you know, a lot of that's seasonal too. I wouldn't say that's market driven 100%. Obviously it's not. So typical slow time with the holidays around. So pendings are down 12%. Williamson and Rutherford, Williamson's down 18%. 14% in Davidson, and Wilson is down 7%. So that's a little concerning. I mean, I think it may come up a little bit, but when you start seeing pendings down, that means future sales under contract, that kind of thing, haven't closed yet. 2018 inventories are 14% lower than 2006 and 17% higher than 2017. And we had a lot of inventory at 2006, so getting close. What else? 42 days versus 40 days on the market, so not much change there.
And was that compared to what? The 17?
Yes. So sales have leveled off a little bit. Prices have increased at a moderate level. I think 2018, this is from Stephen Dodd, president of Red Realty. They're there on the corner of Medical Center Parkway. They're by Urgent Care, Gateway Urgent Care. So check those guys out as well. It'll be interesting to see how this next year goes. I say that every year. I mean, it sounds like a broken record. We've been doing this, 10 years? You know, we've seen every market. We've seen a buyer's market, a seller's market, foreclosure market. Too many properties.
A bull market, a bear market.
We've seen it every day.
A supermarket.
So where are we going to see this stuff? The only market we haven't seen, and I don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to have to, is a rising rate environment. And it's coming. And when we see that, we'll find out where we stand long term. Because rates, you know, we start getting high inflation reports. That's the worst thing that can happen for interest rates. And I don't know. That's when people will start renting because it'll be too
expensive.
Well,
that was my whole point with the
millennial. But it's been so affordable to buy a house the past 10 years. It's been so affordable. Eventually, it's going to be a privilege. It's going to cost more to buy a house. It's got to turn at some point.
Anybody that can't buy one because they've got the student loan debt.
Yeah.
I think student loan debt out is more than credit card debt and automobile debt now. And, you know, the argument was, well, you know, the government funds a lot of these universities and does these grants and things, and that drives up tuition. But I guess the number one thing is if you're not, pick out what you want to do in life and do research on what that job market is.
Right.
Don't just go for the piece of paper.
Yeah, that's right. Don't go for the piece of paper. And the problem is that when people are qualifying for a home, they want, I guess you could say that, wine on a beer, but they have a beer budget. You know what I mean?
Champagne taste with a beer budget.
Yeah, whatever that is, yeah. And, you know, I meet with people all the time that make good money, but, God, what do they do with it?
I wonder when I was telling you, though, these houses we do in Williamson County, Dave, $2.1 million. I mean, they're spec houses. And, you know, even in downtown Nashville, they're 8 feet apart, and they're nice houses. I mean, but a $2 million house that, you know, I mean, and I'm not talking like a resort house. This is a pretty nice, basic house. Location, 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 right?
Right.
Close to downtown Nashville. I mean, what is the payment on a house like that? It's got to be 10, 15 grand a month.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. Well, $400,000, $500,000 is $2,500 payment.
On a 30 year.
Yeah. So it's probably be a $10,000 payment.
You know what I mean? I'm a 15 year guy. But
yeah, but $10,000 and a 15 year would be about 18 grand.
Yeah. So. You know, you know what I'm saying.
Again,
I mean,
what kind of job are you going to have to write a check for 18 grand? Because that's net money you're spending.
Yeah, $200,000 a year in house payments.
Right. So you would have to have, you would have to make 50 grand, 45 grand a month.
500. I was going to say $500,000.
You'd still be, in my opinion, putting yourself on a limb.
Right.
Because what happens
now? Here's my other thing. 20 years from now. 20 years from now, this house that we're sitting here going, oh my God. 1.5, is it going to sell for like in the old days when you had a house that you bought and it appreciates in value? So what's it going to be? $15 million in 20 years?
Yeah. And problem is that people, like, you'll pay like, I mean, there's a house here in town, $7.8 million, and it's phenomenal. Inside basketball court, tennis court, indoor pool, bowling
alley.
That's
for sale?
Yeah.
I know where you're talking.
But who's going to buy it?
Somebody.
I mean, if it was in like Williamson County, a football player or a country music singer or something, but who's buying it in Murfreesboro?
Yeah.
I mean, I win the lottery.
It's not only that, it's the upkeep, too.
Yeah, the upkeep's got to be $4,000 a month.
Well, I'd say more than that.
Okay, well, you know better than I do.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you're talking about maybe maintaining the landscape and stuff, but I'm talking about like the roof. And,
I have my own. If I buy that house, I have my own chef.
Your gutters.
I won't be push mowing my yard. I can promise you that.
Well, I hope it sells.
You need to lose some weight. That might be a bad idea.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, good idea is taking a break. So
yeah, before you start it on me.
Thank you.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Hello, I'm Colleen Clary with First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Memorial Boulevard location across from the VA Hospital. Since 1874, we have been an independently owned community bank. We understand the challenges of managing your finances in today's economy. We recommend services and work to develop a financial goal tailored to fit your needs. Come see us at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back to the third quarter of the Rutherford Home Show. Football championships tomorrow, big games in the Super Bowl, and then a lull in sports for me.
Is it down to four teams in the NFL?
Yeah. But anyway, we have some snow tomorrow, so it might be a good day to hang out.
If this would have been cold weather and this right here, we would probably had 5 feet of snow.
Yeah, but it never happens that way. I said that when I was a kid. I was like, are you kidding me? Just bring the cold air before it gets here. But what happens is...
A rain is like two feet of snow or something.
An inch of rain is 12 inches of snow. Yeah. Okay? That's what it boils down to.
We'd have about 5 feet, I think.
We would have had some snow. Yeah, you're right. Well, think about the people up that are in Buffalo. They're getting 2 feet of snow.
In International Falls, Minnesota, I think it's negative 17 or something like that today. I think that's the coldest city in the U.S.
I don't
know if I could do that.
Oh. Well, here we go. I mean, I've gotten busy today. I've gotten two apps, and I'm getting texts from realtors, and so it's a good sign. You know, you talk about, you know, right now I've probably talked to three real estate agents already and a couple of customers, so it's Saturday. I know it's raining, and everybody's probably not out looking at property, but at least people are talking and people are going online or setting appointments. I've got an appointment at 2:30 to get disclosure signed. So,
so what if people want to get, like, is that the way you would recommend them to get a hold of you right now? Is
to go to davegober.com and do the full application. I mean, it's easy. It's safe, secure. We've got, you know, the bank's high risk security in place. So anyway, it's the best way. And then I can fine tune like some options for you. Then you can come in my office. We can meet. Like today, I'm signing disclosures at 2:00. So here's what, how my day will work. So I get up, work out. Then I went and took a loan app over the phone. And then at the theater with my hotspot on my phone. And then I did that. Then I came here, going to do the radio show. Then I'm going to leave here, grab a quick bite to eat. Then I'm going to go to the movie theater and help greet the people that come in the show. It's National Popcorn Day, so you get free popcorn. In case you didn't listen at the beginning of the show, you get free popcorn at the Premier 6 today with the ticket purchase price. With each purchase of a ticket. So if you have four people in your family, you get four free popcorn. So best popcorn, come check it out. Then after I do that, I'm going back to my mortgage department and I'm meeting a couple to sign their disclosures on their new home. And then I'm going to go back to the theater and I'm going to work the 4 o'clock show and help the kids clean and get things ready because I want my customers taken care of. And then I'm going to go get in my car and take my family to the Predators game at 7:00.
Well, sounds like you got
it. And that's my day off. There's not a day off. See, when you love what you do, you don't take a day off. It's fun.
I need to start working out where you do.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
What do you think, Patrick?
Patrick, do you call me Patrick again?
Again. I always get your I get your attention that way.
What am I doing on Monday?
No, I mean, today.
After today, let's see. I'm helping after this. I will be going to Nashville to help a friend get, he's getting a new car. So I got to help him out and drive him there. And then I think, I don't know.
Might like be a
him.
new car?
Yeah. He traded in his old car. I think he's going to CarMax and get it. So cool. Got to drive around. I was telling Dean off air, I recently got engaged. So my fiance is wedding dress shopping. So I got to figure out something to do this afternoon.
Yeah.
So.
Come see a movie.
I might do that.
Yeah. You can get some free pop. It's National Popcorn Day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did you know it was National Popcorn Day? Until
I did. Not until he said it.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I need to pay attention to the name. There's a national day for a lot of things.
There is.
Mm-hmm. Well, they get free Donut Country, which is an outstanding local business, and
there's National Donut Day.
There's that they give away a free donut, I think, on National Donut Day. I may have put my
what's a national holiday you want to create?
I don't know. No taxes.
I think we have that.
Yeah, no sales tax. I'm talking about no government tax.
Hey, they're shut down. You know,
get shut down. I have to pay the. Hey, we should get a discount. We're not getting our full service.
Yeah.
You know, if we came to the theater and I shut down four movies, then I'd have to lower my price, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna try that this year.
Do they have like a national? I bet they would have a national like beer day, right?
Probably. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
They probably had that.
I mean, if they have National Popcorn Day, I'm sure they would.
They got
have
a National Beer Day.
National Beer Day.
What about soda? I wonder if they have.
Oh yeah.
They probably have national.
That's probably been banned though. You know, sodas.
They probably have Cotton Candy Day.
We'll have to research.
Like a slushy day.
I wonder if we can get a calendar that has all the national days for days.
Yeah. Hmm. I'll get you that for Christmas next year.
Make a note of that.
That's yeah, we'll
instead
do
of a
right
puppy
now.
Calendar, it's the one of all those.
Right.
Well, you can ask Siri every day, is today a national holiday? And she'll tell
today,
you.
It'd be a good day to have a boat.
Hey, let's see what she says. Let's put this on there. Let's just go right here. I mean, you know, this is live radio. This is what it's all about. Oh. We're just going to ask Siri. Hope she doesn't say anything inappropriate. I apologize up front. Is today a national holiday?
There's no holiday today.
It's not a national holiday.
So
it would be like a national gimmick day, maybe.
It is National Popcorn Day because if you Google it, it's National Popcorn
Day. Robots aren't going to take over the world because they don't know that stuff.
Exactly.
Right. See, they're always going to be one step behind.
But see, you've got job security.
Yeah.
Let's see this. See, this is what she's got her days mixed up. Watch this. Was yesterday a national holiday?
Yesterday wasn't a holiday here.
It didn't say that either.
See?
Yeah, it's not. You're asking national is the key word there.
So what should I say? Okay.
Is today National Popcorn Day?
Is today National Popcorn Day?
Let's see here.
Here's what I found on the web for Is It National Hotties Today, National Popcorn Day.
Whatever.
I don't think it recognizes your voice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we tried.
You know, it was funny. You were talking about all the stuff you're doing. There was it 2 weekends ago? It was National Quitters Day.
Quitters?
National Quitters Day, I think.
Like quit your job, quit.
Or just like, quit, it's just funny because people
quit smoking.
I don't know if it's like, you know, I want to say I heard it. It was on January 6th or last weekend, I think. And I think it was something like that's usually how long people keep their resolutions, New Year's resolutions before they quit.
That makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I kept mine all year and I'm still going from last year working out. So yeah. I'm proud of me on that.
I need to get more resolutions, work out where Dave works out.
And it's fun, dude. You like it.
Energized, and then...
I'm trying to cook at home more.
You know, we started that, too. Meal prepping.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yeah, it's easy, because we got the containers now.
Oh,
we'll do it on Sunday.
Fun to do. My wife does it. Cleaning up the mess is the bad part.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I tell you what, I got one of those Instant Pots now.
Yeah,
and
I got one of those.
It cooks... I mean, you can cook a gourmet meal in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
And
is that kind of like a crock pot?
It's think of a crock pot. Well, they have different kinds. There's like a pressure cooker, and like you can cook a frozen chicken in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's cool. Yeah.
I like
that. Yeah, my wife does the meal prepping now, but it's cool because you say it's like 2 hours of cleanup on Sunday. Do it on Sunday, but you clean your kitchen 25 minutes of time during the week, so it actually saves you time. And
so you're talking about cooking all the meals for the week, and then you
just pull them out. Like we did chicken and Brussels sprouts, we did hamburger goulash and broccoli, and we did stir fry. Hmm. So we'd have like 4 of each or 5 of each. And then the kid can pull it out, I can pull it out, throw it in the microwave, we're good.
And there's no cleanup. Saves time, saves money.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's awesome. And it tastes good. And it's portion control.
So like Sundays is your your weekly fixed meal day.
There's probably a national prep
meal
day.
Prep day.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow Sunday's
it's national. Great. And really like especially if you're going all the time.
Yeah,
like
it's awesome.
Dave.
Yeah. And you just pull it out and
you know, the thing I would tell you that it does, it saves you more quality time at home. Because it doesn't stress your wife. Because what's the worst thing you do? What are we going to eat tonight? I don't know. I'm stressed at work. I don't know. And then you're like, okay, you're going to go buy Taco Bell.
You're putting a little bit of stability into your.
No, we just go home, sit on the couch and go, and then go, hey, here's our meal.
And probably even if you're not eating the most healthy thing at home, like you're still probably eating better than most places you would eat out.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff at fast food and restaurants. I can tell a difference when I eat my paleo meals that I have delivered during the week for work. See, I do that at work because I'm tired of grabbing fries and tired of grabbing, you know, I've got this meal service and it's all natural, paleo, no preservatives, no additives. I mean, it's 100% organic and natural. It's so much easier. Just grab it. I've got it right there. I don't have to get in the car, call somebody to meet, go sit down, pay a tip. Not that I don't. When I eat, I do tip well. I'm not a cheap guy, so. But I don't. It saves. It makes me more productive, and it's better for me. It's probably saves off an hour and 15 minutes of my day that I can either go home earlier. Now, don't get me wrong. I like to eat out and meet with my friends on occasion. But I know people that go out to eat every day and spend an hour and 15 minutes, and they drop $15 to $20.
I just don't have the budget for that.
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't. I mean, it's. You start adding that up, and that's another thing that, you know, I think about often, which if you time it right, like Toots, you know, they have daily specials that are very
and
affordable.
And they got a lot healthier.
The broccoli's awesome.
I complimented Wade on that. I'm like, now you can get chicken, and you can get turkey, yep. And you can get avocado, and you can get broccoli. So anyway.
But what I'm saying is if you...
We got to go on a break.
There are where you can time it. To where you had these specials and
right.
things, but it's all about balance.
That's right.
So we're going to balance out and go to break.
That's right. Fourth quarter coming up. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it, new homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new.
There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home, because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, I'm Julie Matthews, branch manager at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Boulevard branch. Come see me for all your banking services, from safe deposit boxes to the modern convenience of online banking. Check us out and see what premier community banking is all about in Murfreesboro. Please visit us at 1708 Gateway Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, and I'm standing in the middle of our new restaurant, Toots West, and we cannot wait for our customers to see what we're building over here. We're getting close to being ready for you. I can almost taste those fried dill pickles now. If you're in the Blackman area, come by and check out our construction site on the corner of Rucker Lane and Franklin Road, the new Toots West. You won't believe what you see. A little bit different atmosphere than you've ever seen before. Corner of Rucker Lane and Franklin Road.
Toots. Good food and fun.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We got about 12 minutes left. Been a pretty good show. It's been a while since we've been back in studio. Here with Dean Higby, owner of South Branch Nursery and Quality Land Management. My name is Dave Gober. I'm a mortgage consultant for First National Bank of Middle Tennessee and owner of local great theater Premier 6. Today's National Popcorn Day, so you get a free popcorn with each ticket purchased today. Make sure you come by and check us out. It's a good day to see a movie. So, year-end results for the mortgage department. We were pretty steady what we were last year. We have hired some new people, new loan officers. We're growing. So, pretty exciting time still at the mortgage department. We're fixing to come out with some new integrated programs to, like a point of sale system for all our clients that are in the process, kind of like a text alert system and an email. So I'm excited about that. So just finding ways to be better and more productive and make the customer experience the best it can be. My rates, you know, we're Fannie direct. So that means we can get really good rates. So I do suggest and hope that you would check with me on our interest rates. I think we have some of the lowest, even I've been beating the online companies. So just, you know, you know how to get with me. You can go to davegober.com, and then all my contact information is there. Apply online. I'll be glad to help you. And other than that, Dana, as far as landscaping and any, I know you go to trade shows. I do trade shows for the theater. I go to seminars for mortgages. What do you do for nurseries or new kind of plant, new kind of, I don't know.
Well, the good thing about nurseries is, you know, it's kind of a tried and true business. It's all about, you know, you're always going to have your people who love plants and have done things. Gardening has had a resurgence. You know, it's been marketed through, you know, home and garden magazines. There's HGTV, of course, flip-flop houses. And, you know, there's a real attention to an appreciation for having good landscape, especially when you're buying a new house and you're moving into a new house that has a builder that puts in a good landscape and uses a good company that knows what plants are going to do long term. I mean, anybody can grab plants and stick them in, but if they're not spaced right or they're not planted correctly, the sun exposure, you know, I guess the good thing, what I'm saying is you're always going to have the human element with gardening. We have to, like I said, you can't have robots take over the world. I'm not in fear of our trade being replaced by automation. There are a lot of tools being added where, you know, the plants that we take care are so vast and species and things that we can have compared to other areas. So there are apps now where you can take a picture of a plant and it'll tell you what, you know, that species is if it works like it's supposed to, unlike your Siri earlier. It's only as good as, you know, I haven't found anything that does that and gets it 100% right all the time, but it does help when people are trying to do planning and things like that. So, you know, landscape is, it's in our lives, if you want it or not. It's everything. It's one thing I like about Murfreesboro. Everywhere I go, I've created a lot of, or, you know, Clint and other people with South Branch have created things that shape this community.
Yeah.
I mean, we've probably done over 40 neighborhoods in this community, from the entrances to the houses, to the townhomes, to apartment complexes, city work. I mean, we've got our, everywhere in this community we go, we've got, you know, evidence of being there and helping beautify it. And that's probably one of the most rewarding things.
Well, you know, it was crazy. Sometimes my thought gets pretty deep, and I was like, when I landscaped, I was like, man, I'm going to run by that house I landscaped back in college, you know? And you check it out, and you realize they ripped it all up, and they've done all this other stuff, or the house was foreclosed on. Anyway, and then I was driving down Memorial, and I said, I could remember 6 different events just looking out my window. I remember when I met my dad over here at BW3s, it's now Blue Coast Burrito, watched Dallas Cowboys Steelers Super Bowl. I remember getting hit. I got hit in the middle of the intersection of Broad Street, Clark and Memorial. Girl ran a red light, hit, T-boned me. I remember getting my three-wheeler. You could rent a three-wheeler from U-Haul, and I mean, my boy, friends from college would get it and go out down the road down toward Lebanon. And, you know, and I was like, I could do that all the way around this whole town. And then you realize that, man, I'm almost 49 years old, and I can tell you, I mean, I can go over to the south side of town and tell you, okay, I remember a day when we went here. I remember the day we went and ate at Toots and we sat in the back there, you know. I remember.
Well, it's like where our nursery is, Fog Cutter Foods. That was the only thing out there, you know. And the nursery actually was there. J.B. Barnes, who owned the nursery and Fog Cutter Food way back, you know, in the 70s and 60s. But, you know, that part of the south side of town, you know, it's a 2-lane road when we started. Now it's developing and things are good, but you know, it's like you said, everywhere you go, you have things that you remember. But with plants and trees and things like that, they do usually have a longevity, and it's good to see things how they grow and mature.
Well, that helps your memory. Like, you know, I remember when I planted that tree, and all of a sudden 10 years gone by, and it's like, wow, you know, that's a cool thing about plants. Now, you guys have gotten crazy on my my landscape. Y'all have trimmed it. Y'all trimmed it really good. Like, it looks almost like it's brand new again, which was good.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing is it's only as good as it's maintained, you know.
It was getting so high, and then they trimmed it really good. So they do a good job on that. I mean, you know, you think of South Branch, you think of landscaping, you think of, but buying plants and planting them, I mean, it's not like just that's it. You just plant them and you watch them. You have to, you know, the reason why I got your service because of the weeding that you do, the leaf removal that y'all do, keep the yards looking good, and then you trim.
Well, and putting it all in that package where you just say pay one monthly cost and it's taken care of. And that's another thing. You can, if you go into a neighborhood, you can almost profile somebody by their landscape.
Well, if you go in their house, if you go inside,
I mean, even
the
if you had, even, you know, if people, you know, you throw bags of trash out on the porch or something, could profile like, oh my God. But if it's cleaning day, you're going to have that. But what I'm saying is for, that's the bad thing about rental popping up in these neighborhoods is, you know, you can have people that have vested their whole appreciation in their home and their landscape, and even people that take care of their cars, you know what I mean? People, you can almost tell the people who are not struggling, you know, in a way, and bad things happen to good people, but one of the first things you can see when things are not right at a place is the landscaping starts going downhill. That's in businesses. I mean, it's the first thing you see when you come in, the last thing you see when you leave. But the maintenance is as crucial as the design of it and taking care of it and having the knowledge to, you know, avoid the things that will decimate it.
That's right. So,
well, that's my rant on that.
All right. Well, going into 2019, any projections you think? I think rates will stay pretty level. They may jump a quarter here and there, not nothing to worry about. I think buyers will get more eager coming when the weather starts to get better, when we start, you know, next, I think the March, we'll see a really good March. That's my prediction, because there'll be a lot of inventory on there. Should be not a lot, but enough, more than we've had in years. So buyers will have a better selection, and I think that's, you know, as long as the rates stay where they are now or close to it, I think we'll be in good shape. That's my prediction.
Well, I think it's I predict the government's going to open up again.
When do you predict it to open? I'm going to say February 10th.
Yeah.
No, that's the 11th. 9th is 10th. February 11th.
Boy, that's going to be a long time. I'd say it opens within a week.
Okay.
So, we'll find out.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess we've enjoyed the show. I hope you have too. Again, on from 12 to 1 on Saturdays here at WGNS. We appreciate our sponsors and Hoken Associates, Old South Properties, Toots, First National Bank, South Branch Nursery, and Quality Land Management. We'll see you next time on the Rutherford Home Show.
Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all